The July cattle and calf inventory was up 2% this year, the first time the report showed an increase at this time of year since 2006. USDA livestock economist Shale Shagham says the report shows the industry is in an expansion mode.
Producers have indicated the intentions to retain heifers for both beef cow replacement and milk cow replacement. Producers indicated they were holding back 4.9 million head of beef cow replacements, which was 7% above a year earlier, and 4.2 million head of heifers for milk cow replacement, which is about 2% more than a year earlier. They are really holding back the heifers.
Shagham says there's plenty of incentive for producers to hold back heifers for the breeding herd.
The returns to cow-calf operators, which is the first engine of growth of the sector, the returns are very good. They have been good for a while. And while they may weaken with increased supplies coming online into next year and beyond, they still have lots of available forage and plenty of opportunities to market these animals.
The Cattle on Feed report was also released at the same time, and National Agricultural Statistics Service Livestock Branch Chief Dan Carestis says that report also showed an increase with a lower amount of cattle going to market.
In our Cattle on Feed report, what we're showing there is that we have 10.2 million head in the feedlots on July 1st. The inventory was up 2% from a year ago. We placed 1% more animals in the feedlot during the month of June, so that's up 1% from 2014. And then we marketed less cattle during the month of June, down 5%. So marketings are the lowest for June since the series began back in 1996.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.